You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
What can we do for the, hardening of the schools? What can we do for law enforcement? How can we advance the capabilities of law enforcement to respond? Well, there's somebody who's been on the show once before who is probably as well-versed as anybody I know of to answer those kinds of questions. So Jared Hudson is currently the Republican running for sheriff in Jefferson County. He's got a master's and MBA from Liberty University. He's a former Navy SEAL operator. He's a law enforcement officer himself. He's also the CEO of his own business called the Shooting Institute. And he's also, like I said, the Republican candidate for the Jefferson County Sheriff's position. Hey, Jared Hudson, how you doing today?
Doing good, brother. How you doing?
I am good. I'm good. Thanks for making some time for us. This was last minute. I had an opening on the show, and I just texted you early in the morning, and you said all right. So appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah, no worries, man. Glad to be here.
Well, listen, so you heard me kind of do the intro there. This has been another one of those difficult aftermaths of a horrible situation that caused the loss of life of these kids in Uvalde, Texas. One of the questions I have, and I'm sure that you have any number of either training or real-world experiences that deal with dynamic entry, active shooter situations, and then for that matter, training law enforcement like you do, or being APO certified as a law enforcement officer yourself. Talk to me about your thoughts about what it takes to actually prepare a school to resist more forcefully.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'd say the first thing that I've seen and I've heard that there's some biker clubs or some biker gangs out in Uvalde that are basically trying to keep the media out of what's going on. I hear a bad echo. Can you hear me?
We can hear you fine. If you got an echo, I apologize. If you're on a Bluetooth or a speakerphone, that may be part of the problem.
Okay. All right. No worries. Let's make sure y'all can hear me. So anyway, so they're keeping the media out to keep them away from the parents, the people who have just gone through probably one of the biggest issues that we can imagine facing, right? Is the loss of our kids, loss of a spouse, whatever it is, right? This shooting that happened in Uvalde. So I'd say that's a huge first piece. Not to belabor on this too long, but I mean, we see law enforcement regularly scrutinized by media and politicians. And yet media and politicians, they're pretty much terrible at everything they do. And so I would argue that's the first thing that we've got to get rid of is we don't need the media. They make everything worse. And politicians make everything worse than the media does. Neither of those two really do anything but talk and waste money. And we don't need that in situations like this. So I would argue the first thing we do is get those clowns out of the mix. The second thing we have to do is for the law enforcement officers out there, right? You have law enforcement officers that they did the wrong thing. Everything we see coming out of Uvalde, those law enforcement officers did the wrong thing. They didn't effectively go in and kill the bad guy who was killing kids. I think we all see that and we know that. It's a pretty simple process. First, you have to find a mindset. Okay, doesn't matter how much training you have. If you don't have the mindset to go in and kill a bad guy, guess what you're not going to do when it comes time to kill a bad guy?
Yeah.
You're not going to go in and kill them. You've got to have the mindset. So we have to be able to find the mindset. I use BUDS training as an example. Somebody asked me, hey, do they train you in BUDS? Nope. They find you in BUDS. The psalmist says, God knit me in my mother's womb. God has made us who we are already. You find those people that are made for this protector type mindset. And then secondly, you provide them with a skill set. Well, you do that by training, right? Then you give those people, those men and women, the proper training to be able to effectively respond to any of these situations. And finally, we see mindset and skill set applied. That's when we actually use it. That's one in training, scenario-based testing, I would say. And then real life. Hey, when the time to perform comes, the time for preparation is over. We've got to get in here and kill the bad guy because he's in here shooting up kids. So I would argue those are the six things I've given. Get rid of media. They make everything worse, and their ideas on this, because those people have never been in a fist fight, much less a gunfight, so they don't have the right to an opinion. Politicians make everything even worse than the media does. The same thing applies to them. Most of those men and women that are politicians, they're talkers. They're not doers. They've never actually had to be in one of those situations, so they need to sit back and shut up and let the people who know what to do in these situations, how to pick the right folks and how to train the right folks, get in there and do it. And then we see mindset, skill set development, and then we apply those two things so we can have an effective response. Now, that's my opinion, down and dirty, real quick and simple, on the response-based side of it, right? It's happened. We've got to deal with this now. We've got to put the fire out. That's how we prepare to put the fire out on the front end. As far as trying to deter or keep things from happening, the FBI has a system called SEPTED. I use this when we go around and do security assessments for school with a company, Crime Prevention Through Environmental Design, and that works very well. The first thing is CMBC, right? When do most burglaries happen? In the home? Well, that happens during the day when nobody's home and everybody's at work. And then when do most burglaries happen? At like an office space, so it would happen at nighttime. My office alarm might go off because somebody breaks in because, hey, nobody's at the office at night. That's a scriptural principle. They say, hey, they do what the evil people do, what needs to be done in the dark where it's not seen, right? So that seeing, be seen concept is vitally important in deterring. If folks feel as if they can be seen, guess what they're not going to do? Or if they're challenged, hey, what are you doing? Why are you going here? Generally speaking, it deters somebody from doing that. You also have the idea of the school resource officer. Well, a lot of times that's symbolism without substance, but it is a deterrent, right? If we have a cop car parked in front of the school, it will at least deter somebody from going to that school. And I would argue those sort of things that keeps a school a school. We don't have to make it a prison when they say hardening the target. This is not a FOB in Afghanistan. It's still a school. But we can start adding levels of deterrence to keep bad guys from coming in and doing bad things to innocent people.
Okay, that was a perfect soliloquy. That was the kind of thing that I knew you would be able to rattle off without any without any inhibition. And I expected that. Let me ask you this: as you're running for sheriff, and I am hoping you get that job. But if you're running for sheriff, you're looking for the job that might then also have SROs as a part of your staff and your budget. And one of the things that we hear very often is it's a budgetary issue to get SROs into schools because those have to be paid for. They're salaried employees. They have to be APOS certified. It's a logistical nightmare. Talk to me about what it means from the side of having to manage a department that would then emplace those SROs in a lot of schools. How do you feel about that argument? What do you think needs to be done from government side to make that happen?
Well, I would say the first thing is, I mean, it's, you know, you look at the people and say, hey, we're going to lose something over here if we gain something over here. Now, I would argue that protecting our kids is the most important part of our society, right? I would personally argue that as a dad, at least, not necessarily coming from a sheriff's point of view. So I would think that the community as a whole, and it doesn't matter if you're an inner city school that deals with not so much an active shooter, more gang violence, or if you're a school that's out in the sticks that would deal with an active shooter as opposed to gang violence. That's kind of a difference that you see. That's kind of a blanket statement, but if you just look at it statistically, that's what you see. There might be different approaches to each of those schools, but I do believe that a school resource officer in each and every one of those schools is vitally important. And then also, even if that school, at least for me as a sheriff of Jefferson County, if that school is within my jurisdiction, I don't care that Hoover covers it. I don't care that Birmingham covers it or whoever. That school has got to be covered. So if they can't cover it, that would be something where we might need to fill in the gap because that's still within the jurisdiction of Jefferson County. And as the chief law enforcement officer of Jefferson County, we have to have men and women in those schools who are effectively prepared to deal with ultimately what they're going to deal with. And I ask parents all the time, I had a lady call me and say, hey, you're going to leave our, if you get elected sheriff, you're going to leave our school resource officer. I said, I mean, I might. I have no idea, lady. That is the last thing on my mind is whether or not you keep the same school resource officer. And it's not because, but now they really like their school resource officer. And there's nothing wrong with that. But the bottom line is you can really like somebody, but the question I want to ask you is if somebody comes in here shooting up your kids, do you think that this is the man or the woman that needs to be in this school right now? Because that's ultimately what they're there for. They're not there to be your buddies, even though they can be. That's an important thing. They're not there to deal with disciplinary issues, even though they can. They most certainly can deal with those. They're ultimately there for when a dude runs through the door of the school with an AR-15 and starts dusting kids. And they're there simply to shoot and kill a bad guy. And we don't talk, you know, politicians don't talk like that. News media doesn't talk like that. But that's the bottom line.
That is the bottom line.
You got to take that joker through a canoe ride and make sure that he doesn't shoot anybody else. That's the bottom line of a school resource officer.
Well, brother, you laid it on thick. I didn't even have to even interject. I just sat back and listened, and that was exactly what I expected to hear from you, knowing your platform, knowing your background. Listen, we're up against the break, man, but tell everybody where they can find out more about you running for sheriff, because we have listeners all over the state right now. So tell them about where they can find more about Jared Hudson.
Yeah, just go to jaredhudsonforsheriff.com. You can click on all of our social media. We got Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff, so you can click and follow us on any of that. We have a podcast, Jared Hudson for Sheriff podcast, so just follow us on all those platforms, but you can find those on jaredhudsonforsheriff.com.
All right, Jared, we want you back on sometime soon, and we'll make that happen, all right?
Thanks, brother. Holler if you need anything.
All right, thank you. All right, Yaffe, go ahead and move us to the break. Man, and I hate to use the pun, that was some straight shooting right there, but that was solid. And yeah, you know what? That's exactly right. When someone comes to the front door of your school, you want to know you've got somebody in place who will take them on the canoe ride, like you just said. Go ahead and make sure you end that when you can. And I think that's the way to go. Don't deal with our Second Amendment rights, because none of us are the ones who caused that problem. Deal with the people who need to be deterred, and make sure you put people in place who know how to end the moment when it starts. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.